views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of listening to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this as a vehicle for people to call in if they want to have energetic shifts and creative solutions to their problems. Also, I wanted to say that we share some pretty important information, not so important really, but more enlightening information, I would say, on the show. And if you have a problem and you want to find a creative solution, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is William Hatch, and Will has been was raised in Alberta and is an electrical engineer, and last year decided that that type of lifestyle was not suiting him, and so made some major changes in his life and basically decided to follow his heart and move on to what was in his heart and what he wanted out of life. And so it's been an interesting year for him, and he's here today. Will, are you here?
Good morning. Thanks for the intro.
Oh, yeah. Like, Will, one thing I respect and admire the most about you is that you talk your walk, or you walk your talk, I guess you could say it. And this is something that a lot of people are going through on the planet right now. It's kind of like we're all in this phase of wanting to move forward, and we are starting to be more aware of what's going on in the world because we have the internet now and we have all this wonderful information coming in. And so I wanted to talk today about rebuilding, renovating. That's what this last period has been about, because we have been in, for the first time in a century, there are five planets that went in retrograde last at the beginning of April, starting, it was around the beginning of April, and that's Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, and that is quite a wallop. For people who understand what retrograde means in the planets, what it means is people usually say they're going backwards. That's not really true. They're just going, the position in the, it's kind of like if you were watching a race and there was, and there is different cars, the speed you're traveling at, you go past the other cars. It's very much like that with the planets. These planets aren't really going backwards. We just don't feel their influence as much, or we feel their influence even more because they're missing from our normal perspective. And so the last planet to go back into, out of retrograde is on May 29th, and that will be Mercury. And so a lot of times people in the metaphysical world understand that that's a time when a lot of computer glitches happen, there's a lot of communication breakdown. A lot of people feel like they're going backwards at this time, and the planetary effects are huge on us right now. And so I don't really endorse the feeling that everything's going backwards. What's happening, if you're a procrastinator, and you haven't been getting around to doing your stuff, this is a time where you may feel like, oh man, I better get something done. For those of us that are go, 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 it may be a time to stay, you know, take stock and reflect and see where you want your, you know, what direction you want to steer your reality into now. And so for myself, I mean, I find myself during this period bringing out Tales from the Vector, which I started 9 years ago, and that will be up any time now. I'm working on 3 websites all at the same time to renovate them, working on my yard and my shed to renovate that into a studio, just all sorts of things happening. But the most frustrating part of it is waiting and waiting for the results to manifest in the third dimensional world. And so, Will, I want you to talk about that. Like, what, you know, like, what was your experience when you, you know, what made you choose to make all these big changes in your life?
Well, you know, the old expression that if you're honest, you don't have to remember so many stories.
Yeah.
Well, I went through that on my own personal level, where I simply said at one point, here's all these things that I tell myself I am or I should be, and I'm not those. Why not? And it had to be rectified. So the reason why I talk my walk now is because I don't like the stories. They're exhausting.
Yeah, and those stories can be extremely, what's the word I want to use? The stories we tell ourselves about ourselves are really not very clear stories, because we have a lot of information coming in from our subconscious mind, which is formed between birth and around the age of 7. And then we have the information coming in from our unconscious mind, which is our spiritual experiences. And then we have the physical world to deal with. So that's a lot for, you know, human beings are very multifaceted. And so in our society right now, the vast majority of people are operating around the impression that money makes the world go round, and it's actually torque that makes the world spin and spiral. So, you know, what was your experience? Why working, you know, what were you doing, and then what happened?
As the engineering industry, I got into oil and gas at a university, and it was never somewhere I wanted to be. I wanted to stay away from oil and gas just because I figured electrical is the next energy. It's going to be what happens next. And I went into electrical because then I could work on the next energy problems. And as I got into oil and gas, just because of some life scenario I found myself in, I started to replan. And I told myself a new story. One, because this money was just too perfect. How could I give that up? And think of all the extra things I could do now because I had this extra cash flow. But it wasn't authentic. The energy wasn't there. It just couldn't sustain itself. You know, like a fire that only has kindling, but nothing really to burn.
That's a good way of putting it. So you made a choice to leave that industry?
Yeah, made a choice to do what makes me happy, because at the end of the day, if I'm not happy, I'm not productive. And if I'm not productive, then what's the point? I'm sick of wasting time. A few years here.
And the thing is that a lot of people are in this position right now where they would like to make these big changes. And, you know, we were, because we've been working on the shed here and renovating this old shed on my property, which is an old farm building that was brought onto the property, could have made the choice. Do I rip it out and spend money ripping it out and throwing it all in the garbage? Or could we repurpose some of the boards and use them? And, you know, we got the new roof on, and it looks amazing because it has that old wood, barn wood in it. And then, you know, all the process of dragging all the stuff out, that's very similar, like breaking it down, taking things apart piece by piece, deciding what you can use, what no longer works for this project. And then, you know, the process of the tearing down can be really challenging, especially when it's dry, when it's wood and boards and all of the stuff that's involved in that. And life is a lot like that. You know, we can always renovate and rebuild our lives. And that what's needed is to be in this place where we are able to take a really good look at where we are and where we're going, and then decide for ourselves by testing the energy is the fastest way I know to what are we going to keep, what are we going to let go of, what is working, what isn't working, and then move into a different space, tell yourself a different story, and move forward with what's going in your heart. And that's what we want to talk about today. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is William Hatch, and when we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in if you would like a creative solution to your problem, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, William Hatch. Will, before we continue, will you just share your contact information with the audience, please?
My email is thoughts@disagree.ca. T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S That's T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S at T-H-I-S-A-G-R-E-E.ca.
And explain, how did Thoughts Agree come about?
How did Thoughts
or Disagree? Disagree, sorry.
Well, I came up with an idea for a software platform that's so simple and abstract, but could transform social media so that it would actually be a cooperative tool for us to use to do stuff instead of just to
complain
cats on and complain about how our prime minister doesn't ride a moose quite the same way as the Russian.
Yeah, but we have to say that we are our new prime minister is hot. That's what I get emails. If all the men look like him in your country, I'm moving there. So it's funny how this is kind of a reflection of our society right now. And we were talking about rebuilding the life you want. Rebuilding the life you want does not mean that you have to throw everything away. You know, we were working on the shed, and it really, the process of doing this and, you know, dragging out the old wood, can this be used? Can this board be used? The nails taken out. Explain that process, Will.
Well, it's kind of like my divorce in a lot of ways. You know, you look at it and you're thinking to yourself, I could reuse this. I could get over the things that the reasons why I pulled it off the shelf the way I did, and I could find a purpose for it in the future that might be a little different than what I had originally thought, or I could just throw it in the garbage and bring in something new.
Yeah.
And so with parts of the roof, it was great. And we get to take old beams and repurpose them in new rafters and give them a finish and bring out the beauty that's in them, which is, you know, why they were cut 50 years ago or whatever in the first place. Or you could just let them go because somebody's made a big mess of it, and that big mess just isn't very economical right now to clean up, and it might not be what we really want now that we've got a better idea what we're creating.
And what's beautiful about that is it allows you to really be in a place where, you know, you're really going through it. And this is the same thing with our lives, is that, you know, just because we've been doing something for a long time, or we've gone to school and we've been educated for a specific thing. I've often thought about that, how, you know, at the age of like 16, 17, 18, we're supposed to choose what career we want to do for the rest of our lives. And then we are in that process, and we've put so much time and energy and effort into it. And then what happens is most people, if they find that all that energy isn't working for them, they don't want to let it go because of the what they call wasted effort. They're never really is something so much as wasted. We all have learning experiences. We came on this earth to learn, to experience life, to meet other people, to socialize, to communicate with others, to enjoy nature, to, you know, grow good food, to be in this place of where we live a good life, where we're happy. And a lot of times people give that up so that they can do what they think they are supposed to do, what they were told they should do, what they have to do. And so this is really important, to take a really close look at all of these different aspects of your life and recognize that they need to be in balance. If you're, we have a tendency, all of us, to be driven by different characteristics of our personality. And so some of those can kind of get out of hand at times, and you know, it creates an imbalance in our life. So what I mean by this is some people will be, you know, working really hard on their job, but then they've ignored their spouse and their family so that they can be a provider for their family. And usually in most families, there's two providers now. And so it's challenging. It's very challenging. And those challenges are actually possibilities disguised as a problem. If we don't panic and we move forward and we really look at ourselves without judgment so that we can really look at the situation clearly. We have a tendency to beat ourselves up a lot. And so once we get past that renovation point, then and we really get into that place where we understand the direction we are moving into and how we want to change that, we can build a beautiful, beautiful foundation for a strong life, just as we can with a building. And, you know, every day that this building is coming to life, I can't even express how beautiful it is, like, to watch this creation become even more beautiful than I could have possibly imagined. And that was such a dark space. Nobody wanted to go near it. It was dingy. It was, you know, it was sort of scary, actually, the old shed, lots of spiders. And, you know, it's cleaning up. And it just feels so good to be able to look out the window and see this old building that was like not living any purpose really, and now turning it into this really beautiful space. And that's what life is like, you know, tearing things apart and then putting them back together in the way that we choose. And so, you know, we called this, the title of this radio show, Rinse, Repeat. Do you want to explain what happened there?
Well, how goes back to Peru, New Year's Eve, ayahuasca ceremony. And somewhere after the second cup, I felt the need to start writing. And so there I was, writing in the darkness. And this interesting little piece, as I was watching the ordeals that people are going through around me, and I was appreciating it. I was watching them go through this extreme, difficult hardship. And I was recognizing in that moment that I know what's on the other side of that hardship. And I was celebrating and rejoicing watching them go through this hell in this moment, because I know that they're going to come out even stronger the next day. And I was, as I was in this glory of this moment, I write down, watch them fall, watch them break, enjoy the pieces, watch them rebuild, rinse, repeat.
I love the rinse, repeat.
Every time I have achieved something that I wanted, I've realized that it wasn't quite what I wanted. And so then I'm reaching for more. I'm reaching for an even further refined version of the current reality I exist in. And always. That is my mission statement of what it means to be the will and the way.
So, the will and the way. I love it. So, you know, this is not an easy process. What, you know, what does it mean for you that, you know, you've, you know, obviously, you know, highly educated, and the situation in the oil field in Canada right now is very bleak, it looks right now for Canada. We just had a big fire, you know, go through Fort McMurray, sending all our love and our energetic shifts over there, so that these people that are, you know, had their homes burned down, and all the jobs there, and many, many people from Canada that work on the oil field work there and fly in from all around the country. And, you know, they're told when they get there, you know, you no longer have a job. And so what's that, you know, tell us what you feel about that.
I looked at it from a very different perspective. I didn't choose engineering so much as I discovered it. The 5-year-old kid in me wanted to be able to make spaceships and remote controlled airplanes and cars. And then I grew up and I learned to love stereos. So I wanted to make stuff. The things that I wanted to make, I realized that I could talk to somebody about mechanical stuff. They could build me a mechanical thing. But when it came to this abstract electrical stuff, it gets harder to have that conversation with somebody. So that was the thing that I wanted to have the knowledge for, because I figured the rest of the pieces would fall into place. But here I am now. I got into it. I can build software. I can build devices. You want a pair of Wi-Fi headphones, I can make that. But I realized that the more important things to create are organizations, associations, relationships. If we're really going to be able to create a future here that's worth living in, that's what it's going to take.
And so you chose to step out and do that?
Well, half chose. There was some persuasion on part of the universe. When the layoff came and the industry was already slowing down, I didn't bother to try to go back. I had this gut feeling that just said, thank you. I couldn't have turned away the money, even though I wasn't happy. But now that it's been taken away from me, I know that it's time to go do something else and not try to go back.
Okay, and I would like to say here that many people are also in this situation. And so we want to just do an energetic shift for those of you who have fallen what I call upon hard times. Hard times are, it comes up energetically that hard times are what our ancestors went through. And, you know, when you think about my ancestors coming to Saskatchewan from France and coming to this country, to this, you know, 30 below weather in the winter, no home, no, you know, and they have to homestead. And you think about the hardships that they endured. That's what the number one energetic weakness is coming up right now, is that we have to work hard to succeed. We have to struggle to survive. There's not enough. If we have food, that means that someone else doesn't, that there's lack in the world, that the universe doesn't support us and love us. This is not the case. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. So, Will, we were talking before the break about rinse, repeat. Do you want to explain what that means to you?
Well, life is about the journey. It's not about the destination. The destination is death. It lasts for the blink of an eye, and then we're back to life as far as I can tell. So I don't really want to focus too much on getting there because it sounds like starting over again.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I learned that was the most important at the Resonance Project Foundation with Nassim Haramein is that, you know, there is no beginning and there is no end. And once you recognize that, then you can be calm in the middle. And so a lot of times what happens in life is we're going along and things are happening in a specific way and we think we have control, and then things like you know, what happened with you, they just fall apart. And a lot of times people feel that someone is punishing them or that they've done something wrong. And we can get really hard on ourselves at that time. And I would like to share with people a way of being able to calm themselves at those times when the stress level feels so like it's so much that you can't handle anymore. And there's a saying that God never gives you more than you can handle. And this is true. And what people need to realize is that in those moments when things are falling apart and you can't grab onto anything, it's just like, wow, it's just everything's moving in ways that you didn't imagine, that if you go to your core, and you feel your spine, that your spine is the hard drive of your computer, if you considered yourself like a biocomputer. And so you need to go back to the center. You need to stop and just put some energy into your spine. And it's just like pressing delete. You run the energy up and down your spine very quickly. And it's like pressing delete on the computer. It removes the file so that you can move forward. So the energetic weaknesses that people experience, or the reasons why people experience problems in their life quite often are because they need to make changes. The universe will let us know. The universe will let us know very subtly. And if we learn to listen, and we learn to listen for the cues then we that the universe is giving us, then we don't need the frying pan treatment or the 2x4 over the head when we really don't listen. And this is the, when I say listen, I'm talking about listening to your inside, coming from your heart. What does your heart want? And so we're just strengthening that right now. We're working on this energetically as I'm speaking for anyone listening now, listening later. And so we're just going to strengthen that for the entire audience to be able to go to this place where you know if you go inside yourself that you can find the answer and the solution to any problem, as long as you are really looking at it in a neutral way. And why people quite often talk about positive thinking, negative thinking, and say, you know, you got to think positive. Thinking positive won't pull people through anything, because if they are not feeling positive, what happens is it even causes more angst. Like it's like telling yourself a lie over and over again. So it's very important.
You're not feeling what you want to be feeling.
Exactly, exactly. And so what happens is people have a tendency to hang on really tight to what they already have because they have it and they don't want to lose it. This is a number one leading weakness for people who are wanting to remove body mass, like to lose weight, is that they have a weakness to losing in general. And so as soon as you put that word losing in, it strikes a lot of fear into people's hearts. It's like everything is being taken away. Sometimes the universe decides for us when we can't decide for ourselves what we want to keep and what we want to let go of. And this retrograde period of these five planets going into retrograde, these are, you know, Mars is about the fire, you know. And so if you're not going to do it, Mars will do it for you. You know, if something's happening in your life, that's the energy of that planet. It's like, okay, well, there's a lot of fire there. And if you're not going to make the choices that are going to propel you forward in the direction that your soul came to be here on the planet for, you're going to feel this energy for the last couple months. And it'll feel like, and the Mercury in retrograde, typical communication breakdown of technology. And man, we've been experiencing, you know, that waiting for these websites to be finished, waiting for the to make sure everything is working properly. And then there's a little glitch. And so you have to go back and you have to fix it. And this is kind of keeping your eye on the goal and not getting upset that the universe is not giving you one right now, right on this spot. It's in the process, you know, and sometimes this process can be very challenging. What are some of the challenges that you've been facing since you've made this choice?
I don't pay much attention to that. I don't want to talk about it. Thanks.
Okay.
I didn't get as far as I got by trying to lose something, by trying to focus on what I didn't want. I didn't lose 60 pounds in 6 months by trying to lose 60 pounds in 6 months. I lost it by looking at myself and saying, holy, what are you holding on to all this for, dude? This isn't helping you get up the stairs. It's not helping you to be comfortable. It's not helping you to be healthy. So I didn't want to lose weight. I wanted to increase vitality.
I love that.
Right after that.
Yeah. So tell people what happened. You gained 60 pounds and then you lost it and climbed a mountain.
Well, that was in the course of engineering, sitting at a desk doing something I didn't like, drinking beer by the gallon, it seemed, just to get through my days. And after I made the decision, I lost. It was like 10 pounds a month or 15 pounds a month for the first couple of months. No changes in my eating patterns, little changes in my drinking habits. Then 3 months into that, it was my birthday and I said, I'm going to climb a mountain. I wasn't in shape. I didn't prepare for it aside from go to a store and buy some stuff. And then I climbed up about 2,800 feet vertically in under 2.5 hours. I thought that was pretty incredible.
Wow.
Made it to the summit of this climb in under 4 hours. I thought that was pretty incredible. It was just a scramble. But for me, being an out of shape, still 30 pound overweight, just made up my mind and did it, not because, you know, it's not like I was there preparing. There was nothing that went into it aside from that thought, I will, and I'm going to go do it, and I did.
I love that, because that's the choice I'm talking about making. And a lot of times when people are in a negative situation, they're looking for the positives in it. And hey, when the economy is down and you no longer have a job and you can't pay your bills and all of this starts coming up, what happens is it's hard to find the bright side. So this is where we want to become very neutral. We want to look at the worst case scenario and the best case scenario, and then use tools to shift us into a place where we can honestly look at the situation and be comfortable with the worst case and the best case. And then we're comfortable with everything in between. And that's kind of what I feel I learned when I, about the, there is no beginning and there is no end. And once you recognize that, that you can just keep moving forward. Neutrality is a huge gift. That's what the energetic shifting does. It puts you in a place where you have perspective, where you're looking at the situation from a higher point of view, with a more open point of view. And so if you don't label the goods and the bads, and you just allow yourself to experience life without judgment and not be harsh on yourself, what happens is you start to see, oh, well, wait a minute, you know, from the opposite point of view, I can really see where I really want to go. A lot of times people say, well, I don't know what I want. I say, well, take a look at what you don't want. And then the opposite of that is what you do want. Start from there. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am so happy to be able to connect with all of you and share this powerful information. I also am sharing that information through my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff Wish You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. And thank you so much for all the wonderful reviews on the book and the information coming in, that this book is actually shifting people as they read it and they're feeling healthier and happier. I love that. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WPLQ. You've got a cute way of talking. You've got the better.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have my favorite traveling companion on the show with me today, Will Hatch. Will, we've been talking about rinse, repeat, how we go through life. For myself, I was just telling Brian that I'm working on three websites at once. I've got the Tales from the Vector, The Truth Is Funny, and our online program for Energetic Upgrade, all just waiting to be out there. And I'm impatiently waiting for the universe to do that for me quickly. And this is what, when people get really triggered, is when you put a lot of energy and effort into something and it doesn't seem like it's happening fast enough. I can assure you that when things are like that, the universe is just waiting for the perfect time for things to move forward. And when you're ready and you clear these energetic weaknesses, then it comes out and it's even better. We do have Julie from Ottawa on the phone, so I want to grab this call right quick so that we can do something for you in the short time we have left. Julie, are you there?
Hi. I was actually going to start with my spine. My sacrum seems kind of like low, kind of low back seems to be kind of bothering me.
Mm-hmm. Have you been bending over backwards to please people?
Maybe in a very subtle way I have.
Yeah, because that's what's coming up. You know, when we get in touch with the pain in your lower back, what number would you give it? If 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you on that scale?
5, 6.
Okay, and where did you start before you called in?
Maybe about the same, maybe a bit higher.
Yeah, I'm getting it was like 7, 8, and now it's moving down. Will, what are you picking up here?
Your uterus is calling. It wants to say hello.
Okay, so let's strengthen the reproductive system and to the generally, if there's a weakness in the reproductive system, you will find a weakness also in the respiratory system, in the digestive system. For you, it's actually coming up digesting life and breathing in life fully. And then not doing what you want to do. It's kind of like your body wants to go in two directions here. When I say bending over backwards to please others, I don't just mean it's not coming up your close family members or anything. It's more like to please society, to please the collective consciousness is what's coming up. So we just strengthen you to that. Every thought you have is not an original thought. We all have access to every single thought that someone thinks on this planet. So we want to strengthen you to the thoughts that aren't working for you. It's really strong external boundaries here. And then strengthening that core energy. And then take a deep breath. Breathe it in all the way. And finish the inhale before you let the exhale out. And before you start the exhale, that's coming up weak for you. So it's going to strengthen that. You don't have to hold your breath when life is getting tough. That's when you need to breathe.
Feels like another solar plexus block.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really coming up from the chakras is what's coming here. So we're just going to strengthen that. Julie, when we check in with you now, are you experiencing any shift here?
Yeah, actually.
surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't seem to... Actually, if I bend, there's a little bit of, like, strain kind of, like, on my back when I bend forward a little bit, but that's even disappearing.
Okay, good, because I just... this is about moving forward in the way that you want, not in the way that others want you to move forward, in the way that you feel in your heart is best for you to move forward. That's what's coming up for you. So we're going to strengthen that so that your body doesn't have to fight going forward and backward. Will, what else are you picking up? Because I'm getting your, like, pretty close
to that mother's worry stuff that we were talking about the other day, Colette. This is just being held in the womb is how it feels. I'm having all these flashbacks of prenatal massage classes.
Yeah. Well, you have a young son there, so.
You bet. I learned a lot in that process. So that's what comes up here is, like, mother's worry, whether or not you have kids or whether or not you're thinking about kids. It's hard not to look around the world at all the children and the overgrown children doing childish things and kind of have that mother's worry. So I could fully understand and sympathize with that.
Yeah, this is actually coming up on a spiritual level for you, Julie. This is like a bit deeper than some of the other stuff, because this is about you making a choice right now, whether or not you're going to stand firm on this earth and move forward in the way that you choose to, that's strong for you, that your heart is telling you, or whether you're going to be pulled backwards by the energy. And this actually brings up a lot of grief for you. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's coming up a lot of spiritual experiences of being on this earth and almost getting what you want and then not getting it in the end, like failing is what's coming up. So there is no failure. There is no success without failure. You cannot, people who never, ever fail are people who are being extremely careful about what
never
they do.
Try.
Yeah. And well, trying, not trying isn't such a bad thing, but let's do it. In Canada, we have a saying, just do it. That's also another saying that a running shoe company uses. But in Canada, we say, get her done. And so that's kind of just the energy that we want to strengthen you with, like that you can get this done, that you have all the answers inside of you, that really strong external boundaries is what I'm getting. What I mean by that is if you consider yourself as a body and a soul and a spirit, and you're on this planet and you are finding yourself, you know, some people are really successful in different areas of their life, yet they're not happy. And they're wondering, why am I not happy? It's because there's the balance isn't there. Strong external boundaries, not allowing other people's drama to affect you so that you can be in a place where you go to your heart and ask yourself, where do I want to go? How do I get there? And you will get the answers from within. So we just strengthen that for you really 100%. And I just would like to check in with you now. Where's the pain when you move, like, forward? When you bend forward?
When I bend forward, just before I reach, like, I feel a little bit of muscle strain, I guess, like, just before I kind of reach 90 degrees to the ground. Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's that last little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's coming up. Like, so this is why I've been finding this a lot with clients lately and with myself, actually, that a lot of, like, when people are really diligent about cleaning up the energetic weaknesses that they're going through on, you know, the physical level and the, you know, what's happening on this planet. A lot of this spiritual stuff is really deep. This is about your heart. This is about your soul. This is about your purpose. And your purpose is to be the best version of yourself. That's simply it. You cannot be the best version of yourself if you're not happy. It just doesn't work. And so we strengthen you to that, you know, getting in touch with what makes your heart sing and allowing yourself to enjoy that. The universe does not go by linear. It goes by how we feel, not by how we think. In some parts, it does go by how we think because we have a tendency to have thoughts many, many times throughout the day that are not supportive of the direction we want to go in. As we catch those thoughts and we shift them, we move into a better place. Will, we've got, and Julie, we just want to check in with you really quick because we're running out of time here.
Okay.
Where are you at?
It's not in my back anymore. It's just, I can just feel a strain in my legs. So it's just walking.
I have a question for you. When you're doing this, are you looking for resistance? Are you expecting pain and wondering, is there pain? Because this comes up like we attract what we've got, right? So if you're a person who's looking to solve a problem, you're going to find a problem. And if you can't find a problem, you'll make a problem. You want to feel pain when you're going down because that's what you expect, then you're going to find pain. You don't know it, you're going to make it. So what I've gone through in my own personal, because I went through years and years and years of chronic pain, was realizing that I can't look for pain. I have to look for alignment. It really hurts. That one thing, you pour all your attention into that one little pain, and it goes from there across your back and through your entire body because you're putting all your effort to it. But if you focus on the alignment that you have that's 4 inches away from the pain, then I find that the pain just goes away.
Good advice.
Okay. Thank you. You're at the last 20%, right? You've already corrected the first 80. You cannot correct the last 20. You just have to walk away from it.
Let it go. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to feel release. And so, Julie, thank you for calling in. And Will, thank you for your insight. And thank you, Brian, for the wonderful music. Thank you for the listeners listening in. Have a lot of gratitude for all of you. We'll be back next week. The Truth is Funny. And that will be 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.